Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Ken. For Tuesday, September 14th, 2021, we're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. Call him, 317-849-2933. He's been my dentist for 28 years, my only dentist for 28 years. Fantastic guy, fantastic dentist. Funny how those things seem to follow each other. Punch subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's talk about sports. Braden Smith injured. Go figure. Another guy with a foot injury. What do these guys do to their feet with the Indianapolis Colts? Everybody's got foot injuries. This, thankfully, is a different kind of injury, I guess, thankfully, than that suffered by Quentin Nelson and Carson Wentz during camp when they had displaced bones that had to be surgically removed. According to Frank Reich yesterday, this is different. They're going to try to wrap their arms around it this week and figure out what's going on with it and how to treat it and all that stuff. And we'll see if Braden Smith's able to go on Sunday. If Braden Smith can't go and Eric Fisher can't go, although we don't know if he's going to be able to go or not. If those two guys can't go, the Los Angeles Rams are going to come in here like ravenous dogs, for God's sake. You've got Aaron Donald, a stout defensive front. David, good morning. And cornerbacks who can flat cover. Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald are among the best defensive football players in the National Football League. And the Indianapolis Colts need all hands on deck in order to be able to compete with them. Frank Reich sounded contrite yesterday in talking about the number of four and outs that they put together or the extended drives they failed to put together on Sunday. Sunday's game was not pretty against the Seattle Seahawks. The Colts just flat out failed to compete. And it sounded like with Frank Reich, there are two Frank Reichs, really, in his media availabilities. There's the one that is kind of ebullient and optimistic and sort of fun and obviously enjoys his job. That's the guy we see in the preseason. During the regular season, we see a different guy. And you can tell that the loss is great on him and that he's not the same human being during the regular season, and that's true for so many NFL coaches. Yesterday, he said this, all the big plays they make, talking about the Los Angeles Rams, all the big plays they make in the passing game are predicated on their ability to have a good running game. I get the concept, but it's crackers. It's just not accurate. Big plays that teams make in the passing game are predicated upon having a good quarterback and good receivers and good protection. That's what happens. And there are teams, defenses in the National Football League that do nothing to try to prevent a team from running. They sell out entirely to stop the passing game. Good morning, Matthew. Entirely they sell out to stop the passing game. And the Colts just aren't one of them. The Colts tried to stop the run, and they honestly believe, good morning, David, they honestly believe that by stopping the run, you hamper a team's ability to throw the football, and it's just not true. If you put eight in the box, you help a team throw the football. You've got to stop the throw. You've got to stop the passing game in order to stop the passing game. It's not about stopping the run to stop the pass. You got to stop the pass to stop the pass. You've got to have defensive backs keep their coverage, keep discipline in their zone if you're going to run zone. And you've got to have Julian Blackman over the top, not get beat and suck in. If you're running it too deep, you got too deep, right? You can't have too shallow in your too deep, or you've got big problems. That's the way it works. That it's not complicated. And it's not complicated either. Monday Night Football is not complicated. I watched like the first half of last night's Monday Night Football game in Las Vegas between the Raiders and the Ravens. By the way, the Raiders won last night in overtime, 33-27. Watched the first half with Steve Levy and Brian Greasy and Lewis Riddick. And I really like Lewis Riddick. I think he's a terrific talent. Second half I watched on ESPN2 with Peyton Manning and his brother Eli Manning. And for a significant portion of the second half, Russell Wilson, the starting quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. Wow, was that a terrific broadcast. How much fun was that? That was excellent. I'm not watching Monday Night Football on ABC or ESPN again. I'm watching all these Peyton and Eli deals on ESPN2. If they do this every Monday Night Football, that's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to watch the next one. Peyton and Eli watching football, talking football, welcoming Russell Wilson into the broadcast to talk football was fascinating. Really, really fun. Inside stuff. Here's what I would do. Here's how this is going to work. Here's what a quarterback sees. Here's what David Carr saw that play. Here's what... it was just great. Lamar Jackson is doing this, and Peyton was funny saying, you know, it reminds me of when I played. Of course, Lamar Jackson and Peyton Manning have nothing to do with one another whatsoever, and I misspoke. It's Derek Carr, not David Carr. David Carr, entirely different guy from Derek Carr. Of course, they're brothers. David was a quarterback for the Houston Texans and a mediocre one. Derek Carr, a little bit different. The Raiders tried to lose this game, and it was really, really fun. Went to overtime. I dug the broadcast. That's all I need out of a broadcast is what Peyton Manning and Eli Manning gave me last night. Really, really good stuff. Purdue running back Xander Horvath, he is out 4 to 8 weeks with a broken fibula. Not good timing for the Boilermakers. This is Notre Dame week. First time they've played Notre Dame since 2014. They would love to have Xander Horvath in this game. A big, bruising running back who's got some speed to him, too. Why is it that Purdue always winds up with these guys? You know, Xander Horvath's like 6'3", big. You know, he's got speed. He hits guys, runs over guys, trucks guys. And he can run away from some people, too. He had the surgery on his fibula, so he's out 4 to 8 weeks. The fibula is the non-weight-bearing bone in your lower leg. You've got the tibia, which is the shin bone. Then you've got the fibula, which is kind of beside it and supports it a little bit, but it's non-weight-bearing, so it's not nearly as serious as a broken shin bone or tibia. There you go. There's the extent of my knowledge in terms of the anatomy of the lower leg. I had a broken fibula myself. It was not surgically repaired because it was not displaced. But I can tell you, you start to feel pretty good about your fibula maybe 2 weeks after it's broken. And again, this is completely different. I shouldn't have done what I did with my fibula. I broke my fibula the week I was getting married. I played softball on Tuesday. I got married on Saturday. Honeymoon the following week. I was like, to hell with this. I'm not. Look, if Jack Youngblood can play football in a Super Bowl on a broken fibula, I can certainly enjoy a honeymoon without worrying about my fibula and running around on crutches, for God's sake. It was a mistake. It still hurts all these years later. David Benner, he's sliding over to an advisor role within the Indiana Pacers Media Relations Department. David Benner, the best at what he does. and a great guy. And how often are those two intertwined, right? The kind of person usually equals the kind of employee. And David Benner, absolutely terrific in his almost 30 years as the director of media relations for the Pacers. Good morning, John. David, a pleasure to deal with. Funny, honest, fair, all the things you want in a friend and in a media relations guy. I kind of wish we had become friends, David Benner, because he embodies all the characteristics I value in a friend. And so David Benner is going to be missed on a day-to-day basis within the Pacers family. Good morning, Sean. The only thing that got hurt on Braden Smith was his pride. He was bad Sunday. You know what? That's ridiculous. He's got an injured foot, for the love of God. Braden Smith is not a guy who claims injury when there's no injury there, for heaven's sake. The offensive line wasn't very good, but the Seattle Seahawks did nothing to help that. You know what I mean? Schematically, the Seahawks exacerbated the Colts' problems. That's the way it went. So, yes, there were problems on the offensive line, but the way the Colts schemed against what the Seahawks brought, blitzes from a variety of locations, twists, all kinds of games up front, did nothing to help the Indianapolis Colts. I thought they were out-coached Sunday first and foremost. Not necessarily. It's all part and parcel, right? They're all interrelated, you know. But what the coaching brought for the Colts did nothing to help the 11 guys on the field for the Colts offense and the Colts defense in the first half, frankly. Michigan AD Ward Manuel says he did not apologize to Chris Webber. I knew this when it happened. I was like, what? Chris Webber said, yeah, the Michigan AD apologized, said, I need to apologize to the 18-year-old Chris Webber. I thought, he is full of beans, Chris Webber is. Chris Webber just talks. This is why he's no longer on the Turner family of networks when they do sports play-by-play. He was terrible. He's one of those guys who just yaps incomplete sentences. So if you don't know the meanings of the words or what he's trying to describe, if you don't have a relatively deep or depth of knowledge of basketball, you might think he makes perfect sense. He says it like he knows what the hell he's talking about. But you start to listen to the words and what he means, and he doesn't. Chris Webber just operates in his own universe. And that universe, according to the Michigan athletic director, does not jibe with his accounting of whether he apologized or not. Southern Cal fired Clay Helton as its football coach. Is there any athletic department, regardless of athletic director, whoever has been the athletic director has always been squirrely, has always been nuts, right? And so after two games, won a win, and then this past weekend, they lose to Stanford 42-28. They decide they're going to spike their football coach and change direction. Do they wait till the end of the season to fire anybody at Southern Cal, for goodness sake? So USC fires Clay Helton, and we'll see whether that helps things. Chris is going to start being a regular listener to the show. He may, and he may claim that I apologize to him, which I haven't and which I won't. Look, it's different today. Good morning, LJ. Good morning. You know, today you can profit from your name, image, and likeness. It's not against the rules. Back in the day, it was really against the rules. So when he took money from that booster, you know what? He broke the rules. Why would anybody apologize to Chris Webber for Chris Webber violating the rules and taking cash from a booster? Up is down, down is up. What are we doing? Birthdays. Let's celebrate some birthdays. Brian Borowski, happy birthday. Wendy Stafford Viverito, celebrating a birthday. William Benjamin, Ryan Smith, Steve Ali, Steve Mayflower, the great Mel McMahon, celebrating a birthday. The great Dick Ray, celebrating a birthday. Mike Weiss, Mikey, happy birthday. Sean Ross, the great Jim Lefkoe, happy birthday. Diana Packham Lawrence, happy birthday. Diane Thiel Brown, happy birthday. Maybe all of the AFC South teams will lose this weekend. I don't know. But I think it's a really, man, if that line stays at 4, Colts, 4-point dogs to the Rams, wow. I mean, how do you pass that up? That, to me, looking at it today, that's free money, right? This afternoon, Inside Indiana Sports Now, I cannot wait to talk to you then. I'm not a big fan of Chris Webber. What are you going to do? Michigan. Chris Webber's just in la-la land, isn't he? And Peyton and Eli were money last night on ESPN2.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.